So instead of viewing life as this arc that goes up and then back down, we can view every stage of life as a new beginning and a miracle. Each phase of life offers beauty. It's all perspective. When we finally realize that we are the one creating this pressure on ourselves, you can actually relax a little and discover that, guess what? You're safe. You're fine right now. You are good enough. Welcome to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast. I'm Rae Ann Mullins, your guide on this quest to a vivacious life. Join me as we uncover the keys to ditch inflammation, conquer fatigue, and stride confidently towards a harmonious, health-filled existence. This podcast is your compass to a balanced and fit lifestyle. So get ready to elevate your wellness game and embrace the vibrant, high-quality life that you deserve. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast. I am super excited to be here. I know that we missed last week, so I apologize for that, but I am very excited to be here. I absolutely love recording this podcast, and I hope that you find, you know, little bits of information, little nuggets that, you know, resonate with you and make you feel good. And I just want to say, you know, sometimes I share things that maybe aren't totally in alignment with you, and that's okay. In fact, I think that's good, because if we just always agreed with everything everyone said, we wouldn't have new perspectives. And so today we're going to be talking about something that, you know, I think makes people uncomfortable a little bit. And so that's all right. It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to not always be in our comfort zone. So I hope today that you'll open up your mind and just, you know, listen to what I have to say. And if you agree with me, great. If you don't agree with me, great. You know, let's just all try to get along. I'm just kidding. We're getting along just fine. But anyway, here's what I have my question for you. Do you feel pressured? Like, do you feel the pressure? The pressure to be productive, the pressure to always be driven, to always be doing something, to be successful, to be worthy, to make everyone like you, to feel like you're accomplishing something in the world. Do you ever feel that pressure? If you said yes, why? Like, why? Why do you think that is? What is the deal with all this pressure to succeed, to have the perfect body, to stay young and beautiful, to drive the best car, to have the biggest house, to, you know, travel the world? Like, what is this pressure? Well, I got to tell you, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And I don't know, maybe it's aging, probably that. But I feel the pressure a lot. I have this constant, or have had, it's getting a little better, but I've had this constant buzz in me to like do more, do more, do more, be more, be more. But, you know, like in the recent years, mainly since COVID, I have kind of been struggling to get things done. I have promised to start new programs, right? I'm talking to people all the time. I'm like, oh yes, that program's coming. In fact, I've written two amazing programs that are just sitting on my computer, right? But anyway, I've, you know, promised new programs. I've actually written new programs. I've promised myself that I will write more, do more, travel more, exercise differently. Like, I have all these intentions and feelings of pressure that I need to accomplish more, right? But it feels like the more I want to accomplish, the more I can't, right? Do you ever have that feeling? Does that feel like something that you've experienced before? So this got me to thinking about why. Like, why do we feel the pressure? I've been thinking about this, quite some time, actually. But again, not much has come out when I think about it. But this past week, I went to California for the Advanced Breathwork Training Retreat. And oh, wow, I was blown away by a whole other world of potential. And at first, this just made me think, wow, I do need to do more. Like, I knew there was more out there. I knew it. And I kind of instantly got into this, to-do list, like writing down all I had to get done, right? And now I even do have this amazing new tool that I can share with the world. So I started feeling the pressure of like, oh my gosh, when I get back, I have to do this program. I have to schedule this. I have to find a location. I have to do this. And I got back into my head of that pressure, right? I need to hurry. However, after the week was over at this retreat and training, I'm fortunate to have seen it differently or more clearly. The first day of training, that when I was there, we had these amazing trainers talking to us. And the first thing we talked about was the arc of life. And it's actually another way to look at this is called the hero's journey, but there is going to be an entire different episode about that. So I'm going to just leave that term there for now. But so the arc of life, even without really understanding what I mean, I'm sure you do. It's basically the concept of us being born into the world, growing up, following society's expectations, then, you know, hitting midlife, right? And then back down the curve towards our certain death, right? So you're born, you live, you hit midlife, okay? And then we come down the hill. We even talk about, you know, you're over the hill, that kind of stuff. So it's actually how most of us view life, right? We're born, we're raised, we go off to school or work, we have our own family, we hit middle age, we buy a Porsche. Just kidding. You know, that's like that whole midlife crisis thing. And then we slowly deteriorate to less important and die. But is it really like that? Well, yes. If you decide to make it that way, it sure will be exactly that. But does it have to be? I think not. And I especially know now deep in my bones that that is not the life that I'm going to live. And I still have time, and so do you. So let's get back to the pressure situation. What if all of this pressure that you're feeling, that I'm feeling, that we're all feeling, is just self-induced and fake? Not real, just artificial. We do live in a stressful world, right? All the struggles with like politicians, war, social media, the environment, financial concerns, and more. But do we have to subscribe to all the pressure and negativity? What if instead of thinking our world is unfair and full of pressure to be someone, we instead realize that we're the only one applying the pressure to ourselves? It's just artificial, right? Like, who says you have to feel like pressure to be more? Why? You know, you are the one doing it to you. And sure, you might say, well, but my parents expect this, or my spouse, or my kids, or my boss. Okay, sure. But it's still at the end of the day, your choice to let them make you feel pressured, right? Does that make sense what I'm saying? So here's the thing. Chronic stress is causing so much pain and problems for many people. Like, think about, I don't know if you know this, but there are so many new autoimmune cases each year. It's quite astonishing how much illness is now prevalent in our country since the 1980s. So what is this? Could it be technology? Could it be cell phones? Could it be the access everyone has to us all the time? Maybe, maybe not. So there was a study done by the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. That's a mouthful. Okay. The scientists actually use a technique that uses fluorescent dye to see antibodies in people. Okay. Antibodies are like what show up to be like autoimmune antibodies, like fight against your body. So what they did is they found that these antibodies were prevalent in 1988 to 1991. It was 11% of people that they studied had these antibodies. Okay. That's from 88 to 91, 11%. Then later they did it again. So from 99 to 2004, it was just 11.5%. So it was still increased, right? But then from 2011 to 2012, it was 15.9%. So from 88 to 91, 22 million people were affected by autoimmune. And at the end of 2012, 41 million people were infected, okay, with autoimmune or had the antibodies. And the really scary thing is the age group with the highest increase is the ages 12 to 19. So not only are we pressuring ourselves, right, but this is then now filtering down to our children. So the study suggests that it's not our genetic makeup that's changing, but instead our lifestyle and our environment. So I bring up this study to show you that every year we humans are getting sicker and sicker. So what is going on, right? Stress, the ever so present need to succeed and do more, along with social media, comparison. We are comparing ourselves all the time and all of the millions and millions of products that we are exposed to daily. So this is a major reason we are sick. It's the stress. It's the pressure. It's the all these products to stay young and beautiful and thin. All of these things are making us more sick. Okay. So I actually will link the article, one of the articles that I found about this in the show notes if you feel like reading it, okay? So why do we have this desire or need to feel successful, beautiful, young? And who gets to decide what success is? What is beauty, right? And why are we not recognizing that aging is actually one of the most beautiful and wonderful things that we get to experience, right? If we could stop creating this pressure to be more, could we actually slow the progress of disease? Maybe. Okay. So that's just one thing to think about. It's like, is the stress of trying to be the best at every single thing you do actually making you sick? And I know for me, it absolutely was the thing that created my Hashimoto's. Was I going to get Hashimoto's? Maybe. Maybe I just was, right? But I know the time period in which I was wearing myself thin, trying to be something for everybody all the time. Had to be better. Had to be the best instructor. Had to run the business. Had to be the best mom. Had to be the best wife. Had to always succeed and be better, more. And next thing I know, I have Hashimoto's and I feel terrible. Is it a coincidence? No, I really don't think it is. Okay, so anyway, that's something to think about. Now, I'm sure the pressure to provide, right, for your family and to be successful, I'm sure it's always been a thing. But when I coach people, especially in the last few years, it is overwhelming how many people bring this up. It's like people want to lose weight or eat better or exercise more simply because they think they need to just keep up with the Joneses, right? I love to help people set better and more realistic expectations for themselves. Because frankly, we are all just too hard on ourselves. Okay. And you know, why? I do think social media is a major, major problem for a lot of us, because all we do, as soon as you see a post or somebody's video, the first thing you do is either judge them or compare yourself. And this is creating more and more pressure. So I've been diving in to figure out how to get my clients and you how to calm the F down and start to appreciate you. Earlier, I was talking about the arc of life and how we feel this need to be successful, beautiful, fit, thin, and fun all before we get too old, right? I've really been having this feeling and pressure lately, and I'm happy to say that I have a whole new perspective and am very excited about it. You know, there was a lady named Raina who was one of the trainers at this retreat, and she's, I think, like 64, 65. And she was so full of life and so, I can't even tell you, like, there was just something about her that actually made me look forward to aging instead of fearing getting old. I think that we are so afraid to age. We're so afraid of our gray hair, so afraid of our wrinkles, so afraid of like becoming, invisible in the world that we feel the pressure to hurry and be more. But now I'm like, no, like we have so much to offer. So, you know, instead of viewing life as this start and finish line, what if you decide that at all points in your life, young, middle age, older, you have a lot to offer to the world, and it's a miracle to be an, you know, on earth at all in human form. But also, we don't just disappear after that. Okay, now I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to get like super religious or anything, but if you don't think that there is a higher power of some sort, God or whatever, then you may want to turn this off, because I'm totally going there. All right. I believe deeply that once we leave our meat suit, you know, this like suit of bones and meat, that we still exist. But instead of in a little box of a body, we're everywhere. Okay. We can be with all of our loved ones. We can experience all that we desire. So instead of being scared that we only have a short time on earth and spending that time belittling ourselves and telling ourselves that we suck, we may want to just appreciate the time and revel in our uniqueness, our talents, our energy, our love, our caring, our children and grandchildren, our pets, our plants, the ocean, the mountains. It's all beautiful and amazing. But can you see? Can you like see how beautiful it is if you're always stressing yourself out because you have a new dimple on your thigh or a new lip wrinkle, right? The external world will keep turning and churning, but you can come inside of your beautiful self and find peace. You just have to get out of your own way. All right. We have got to get out of the fear of aging and not looking like a model or being a perfect specimen of a person. We're missing out on life when this is our sole focus. Okay, sure, it's okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't have body goals. I'm not saying that you shouldn't work on being healthy. That's not what I'm saying, right? It's fine to want to get in better shape. It's great to want to feel strong. It's great to want to eat healthy food that makes you feel good, right? It's okay if you want to lose weight. It's fine. But when it's taking over your life, you're missing out on some really cool shit, okay? And you know what? I'm not just talking to you. I'm also saying this to myself. I have spent way too many years scared of weight gain, scared of not looking the part of a fitness instructor or nutrition coach. I am tired. I'm tired of the fight in my mind and in my body. I just want to be happy. I just want to be free. Now, does that mean I'm giving up on my body or on my business or on like wanting to be more? No, I'm just shifting so that it enhances my life, but doesn't run it. And I hope that you will too. So I have mentioned that I am in training for breathwork, you know, to be a breathwork facilitator. So over the past like 6 to 8 months, it's been almost 8 months, I guess. I've completely jumped in just head first because I see the power. We all have the power of breath. In fact, right now, do it with me. Okay. Right now, let's take a big breath. So you're going to take a big inhale through your nose, hold at the top, and then exhale out the mouth. So do it with me again. So big inhale through the nose, hold, and exhale. Doesn't that feel good? And that's just two breaths, just two times you did it. Imagine how you could feel after 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I can honestly say that it's life-changing. Okay. Now, I got to say to you, if you've done breath work with me, great. You'll know that it's not just that. We don't just inhale through the nose and out the mouth. There's different patterns. There's different focuses. There's more to it than that. But even if you never do a breathwork session with me or a class, you have the power to just breathe. Just breathe. Okay. So this past week, while I was at the training, we started each day with an hour of breath work. Actually, we started the day off with optional exercise time. So one day I led a class, sort of, like I just kind of exercised and had some other people with me. And then the other days I actually decided to spend some time alone in nature. So I went hiking by myself and really just you know, soaked it all in. I love the mountains. I love hiking. It was amazing watching the sunrise and seeing the moon because there was a full moon while I was there. It was just amazing. But anyway, after that, we had breakfast and then we went to this room where we were going to do breath work. And I have to tell you, man, I was super, super excited. I could not wait to go on this trip. I couldn't wait to go and do the hiking and see the mountains and meet new people and, you know, learn new techniques and get really good at being a breath work facilitator. But holy smokes, I got to tell you, I got way more than I even imagined. So after the first session of breath work, I was really blown away. I've been doing breath work, but not like that. I was at the advanced training, so it was kicked up like way up, like 20 notches up. So after that first session, I realized that I had a lot to unpack in my heart and in my body. I was actually, after that first day, pretty nervous about attending the rest of the days because I wasn't sure what was going to arise in me. So when I say breath work, it might sound like, oh yeah, you just kind of lay there and breathe. Woo, what's the big deal? No. It's work. Because when you take the time to shut out the world and also to shut down your own mind and get actually quiet in your mind, you can access parts of you that you didn't even realize were there. Each day when we did breath work, I was so surprised and honestly kind of afraid to face these parts of me, but I did it. I told myself that, you know, I paid the money because it was expensive. I paid the money. I took the time to be away from my family. I took the time to be away from clients. So I was going to dive in no matter what. I promised myself I was just going to do it. And I did. I did the work for 5 days and I'm so grateful because I am changed. Like, I am sitting here recording this podcast as a different version of myself, a better version, happier, clearer version of myself. Now, it's still me, you know, it's me, it's always me, but it's like I dropped 3 to 4 of my inner personalities, all right? Some of those protectors in there, I was able to calm down a little bit. Now, I don't want to get fully into it today, but just know that a lot of what we expect in our life is not really from anyone else, right? I said this earlier. It's from our own judgments and inner protectors, okay? Now, these protectors and voices in us are from our experiences and from other people's projections, but we don't have to carry them our whole life. But in order to change and in order to be the person that you truly know you are, that person that you really want to come out, you have to recognize these protectors. You have to recognize what is inside of you. You have to know, right? You have to bring them up. You have to bring them up and out of your system. So what if instead of always looking for the next diet or the next pill or the next perfect exercise program, you start to unpack the extra weight that you have stored in your body from years and years of self-pressure and self-belittlement, okay? What if instead you discover that you are full of different pieces and parts of you that need to be recognized, that need to be cleared in order to truly step into your best self physically, your best self mentally, financially, in relationships, as a parent, as a friend, right? So I will tell you a little bit of this. I won't, you know, bore you with the whole story, but while we were in session, I had quite an experience. I mean, every day I did, every single day. The 5 days that I was there, I had an absolute mind-blowing experience in every single session. But one of them in particular, it just keeps like coming back to me. I had a vision of my 8-year-old self. And I mean, I've told the story before, but she was upset. And it's like, I almost was like transported back into the moment of this happening. If, you know, if time travel was a thing, I feel like it happened. So, you know, I was standing in our living room, really upset. I had on this Halloween costume. And I know I've talked about it before, but I had on this Halloween costume that was a Hershey Kiss. My mom had spent weeks sewing it and fixing it. And I put it on and I hated how I looked. I said, I hate my big thighs. And I remember like hitting my stomach and grabbing my fat on my stomach as an 8-year-old, which I think is really terrible. And I felt her hatred for herself, 8 years old, hating how her thighs looked, hating how her stomach looked, hating that I was too embarrassed to wear this costume because I knew everybody was going to tell me how fat I was because I was already experiencing this at school. I was already being bullied about being a chubby kid. And in this moment, I was taken back to this moment of being like hating my body and then telling my mom that I hated how it looked, which hurt her feelings, which made her feel bad about herself. And then I was disappointing her. And so during this moment, I could see myself as this 8-year-old taking on these different emotions, like not only about body image, but also carrying on, like feeling ashamed that I was like hurting my mother. So my parents at this point had recently divorced and we had moved to a different town with my mom. So me and my brothers. And so my mom was working a lot. She was really working hard. My brothers were in high school at the time. And by no one's fault, I was just along for the ride. And I saw a lot of stuff. I also witnessed, my mom suffering a lot. And I don't know. I mean, I think because I was the youngest and probably the most needy because I was a small child, I was with my mom a lot when she was home. And I would watch her get so angry and so mad. And also at night, I could hear her in her room crying. And I hated this. And I think in some ways, you know, I absorbed a lot of her emotions and they've been with me ever since. So I'm not like telling you this to be like, oh, poor little 8-year-old Rayanne. I'm just telling you that this is what I saw. So during the session, I was able to use the skills that I've been learning and I was able to listen to the facilitator guide little 8-year-old me and tell her that she was okay. Like, and tell her that she's a great kid, just the way she was, and that she could stop worrying about her body and she could stop worrying about her mom because everything turns out just fine. I know now, as this adult version of myself, that everything's okay. Like, I'm okay, right? I also just had to spend a lot of time during these sessions letting go of guilt and shame around my mom. And I've talked about that before too. And I thought I had, but you know, during a lot of my mindset work that I did, I really have already like worked on this before, but I realized that it was still in me. It was still this rupture, this wound inside of me that really needed to be cleared. So, you know, I have a lot of like hurt and things that happened, you know, from my mother, but also, I know that she did the very best she could at the time. So I have not been able to fully let go of some of my feelings because I was scared it would dishonor her. But through the work, I feel different now. I had a whole different experience. And it was because I was able to get out of my logical thinking brain and into my heart and into my body. And I let the breath lead me through this. I let my breath lead me through it. I listened to the facilitator and I let go and I trusted my intuition. I trusted and I feel better. I feel a lot better. And I know all of this sounds a little weird. You might be like, whatever, Anne, you're like seeing your little, whatever, you're seeing your inner child in you. Like, I know on the surface what it sounds like. I totally do. But when you can let go of all of the pressure of being cool and the pressure of like doubt and the pressure of not letting, you know, just let go, just the pressure. And you let yourself get into this. It's so powerful. And even though I didn't lose weight from my body on this trip, I sure did lose some weight off my soul. I slept so hard the night of this clearing. When I had this experience, it was at like 8:30 in the morning. I not only had that experience in the morning, but then throughout the day, everything I was learning, and it just kept piling up and out, piling up and piling up. And the more it piled up, the more clear I got, which sounds opposite of piling up, but it was like everything just started making sense. It was like, oh my gosh, this led to this, this led to this. And, you know, I was exhausted every night because I just have been holding so much inside. And it was like clearing it was the most wonderful thing ever. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because it really is powerful work and everybody has access to it. When we accept ourselves, that means not just our physical body, but all the parts of us that are fighting and protecting you, we can start to make better choices and not try to numb or hide the pain. Okay? And here's the thing. We numb and hide the pain by eating. We numb or hide the pain by working harder. We numb or hide the pain by drinking alcohol or doing drugs. We numb or hide the pain by pretending we're fine. And we don't have to do that. And something else, when we can heal some of these inner traumas, we can also be better role models for our kids and grandkids. And we can share our love more abundantly in the world because we aren't bogged down, right? Does that make sense? It's like if you're clogged up in your system and you can't even like feel fine for yourself, then how are you going to help others, right? So maybe we can be the ones that can stop some of these cycles that have been created generations before us. Like maybe we can be the ones who can do the work and stop some of this madness that keeps getting passed on and on. And maybe not. Maybe it's just each person's duty to find it out themselves. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So anyway, in summary, I started talking about all of the pressure we feel to be successful and to be more. When we view life as a starting line and a finish line, we definitely feel pressure to hurry and succeed. But this exact feeling is what I think is creating more pressure on ourselves and even possibly leading to chronic illness. So instead of viewing life as this arc that goes up and then back down, we can view every stage of life as a new beginning and a miracle. Each phase of life offers beauty. It's all perspective. When we finally realize that we are the one creating this pressure on ourselves, you can actually relax a little and discover that guess what? You're safe. You're fine right now. You are good enough. You are good enough even if you don't achieve all that you thought you would or should. And finally, by taking a turn inside and allowing your body to feel these old wounds, just like I did with my 8-year-old self, we can then parent our inner child and assure them that everything is okay and that everything works out. You can promise that inner child or that person you are inside that you will carry them through. You will carry them through the hard times and you will always be there for him or her inside of you. So if you're ready to get serious about unpacking some burdens and freeing yourself from all the pressure and the comparisons in the world, let's talk. There's nothing to lose. Just let's talk. I have an incredible service that I can offer in person or online, and I cannot wait to start changing this world one person at a time. Thank you so much for being here today. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast today. Remember, while we've explored incredible tips and insights, none of this is to replace personalized medical advice. Always chat with your trusted physician or healthcare professional before making changes based on what you've heard today. Stay inspired, stay curious, and keep striving for that balanced, fit, and free lifestyle. Until next time, take care and keep thriving.